We hear in today's gospel of how people wanted to stone Jesus. And I think it's something good for us to ask ourselves, what are those ways that we can throw stones in our lives as well? Now, we might not hopefully be throwing literal, physical stones, but we can throw stones in other ways. The ways that sometimes we can say words about people. And again, we all have had experiences when someone has said something about us and how it can feel like they just hit us, even though they physically didn't. The same effect can be as if someone threw something at us. Something that oftentimes we forget, that when we do an examination of conscience on the Ten Commandments under thou shalt not kill, gossiping falls under the commandment of thou shalt not kill. Because when we gossip, what we do is we kill part of that person. And it doesn't matter whether it's one big wound or if it's 10,000 little pinpricks, either one can take someone's life. And so it's good for us to remind ourselves just how bad a sin it is to gossip. The evil one wants to say, oh, it's just a little thing, etc. But it's not. It's something that leads to a type of death. And if people had not gossiped about Jesus, if they had not told the lies about him that they told, he would not have experienced his passion. What led to what we're about to celebrate in Holy Week? Because people were saying things about Jesus that was not true. And ultimately, that's what led to him taking his life. Gossip always will have that particular effect. It leads always to the taking of life. I'm struck sometimes in different news stories, etc., of how young people, teenagers, young adults, sometimes when you go back and see why did they take their own lives, it's because of some way that they took some kind of a gossip or et cetera in a very personal way, and it led them to have the certain negative thoughts, et cetera, that ended up being a big cause of why they took their lives. So we can see it even in that way as well. So the next time that we face that temptation to gossip or to say something about someone, let us remind ourselves what a horrible sin it is, how it produces death, and to resist that temptation in our own lives.